This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. Welcome, everybody. I am broadcasting today from the beautiful town of San Francisco. My husband and I came up this weekend to congratulate my daughter and her new fiancé. They're going to be getting married, and we're not sure where, but we're very excited. The parents-in-law came up, and we had a wonderful, wonderful time, and so I'm just beaming. So welcome to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera-Desai, mom, composter, biocontrol specialist, horticulturalist, gardener, insect and worm farmer, entrepreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. And as always, it is a pleasure to be with you again. My guest this hour is the brilliant gardening guru, Hannah Rhodes. She can answer just about any question you might have about gardening. And before I ask Hannah to join me, I want to make sure that you get a copy of our free Arbico Organics catalog. It has what you need for your organic home, garden, farm, horse and livestock, and pet needs. To receive your copy of the Arbico Organics catalog, you can go online to www.arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com. Or if you prefer, you can always give us a call at 1-800-SOS-BUGS. 1-800-SOS-BUGS. Nobody ever forgets that number. And one of our specialists will be glad to get you all set up. You can also check online for our e-catalog version. And there is, on the back of that catalog, by the way, a free $10 off coupon that you can use for your next purchase. Be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us. And you can follow me at drbuglady on Twitter. That's drbuglady on Twitter. And now I would like to tell you about my guest. Hannah Rhodes grew up in southern Ohio, grudgingly helping her mother tend to her absolutely beautiful garden. When she went away to college, she swore she would never garden again, right up until she saw the price of herbs at the grocery store. She planted some herbs in the container and shortly thereafter found herself the proud owner of a traveling container garden that had 40-plus containers, because gardening has a way of pulling you back in. She lugged her containers from apartment to apartment until she finally settled into her own house. And these days, Hannah tends her own beautiful stationary garden and helps other gardeners with their gardens through the website Gardening Know How. That's www.gardeningknowhow.com. Gardening Know How sees over a million visitors a month and has answered over 25,000 specific gardening questions. Today, it is among one of the most popular gardening sites on the internet. And now I would like Hannah to join me on the Easy Organic Gardener. Hi, Hannah. Hello, Hannah. Are you out there? Did I lose you? I'm not hearing you. You know how this is with live radio. We have technological issues, and I think Hannah's there, but somehow or other she can't reach me. So I'm just going to tell you a little bit about this website. First of all, it is the end-all for gardening know-how. I mean, it is so nicely put together. What I love about it is that it's put together by gardeners. And what's so cool about it is it says, before we answer your gardening questions and write the articles on the site and back up the servers where the site is stored and develop the website code that makes this site come to life or even wake up each day to come to work, we are gardeners. And so it's further, it says, we know how dirt feels between our fingers and how thrilling it can be to see your first seedling appear or to bite that very fresh fruit you just picked in your garden, which I just love. I mean, if you're going to put something together, you know, there's that technical part that seems so linear to all of us when we are Googling things online. And when you come to a gardening website that is this robust, I mean, you really get the feel of the balance, you know. I have my hands in front of me, like in one going up and the other going down, kind of like a slinky in your hands, and you think about the balance. And here you have this amazing website that a technological wonder, and at the same time put together by people who are truly gardeners. And that's the thing that I love about this whole website, is that these people really truly garden. They themselves know what you could have in a garden in terms of plant diseases, the environmental issues, the garden pests, and the weeds. And so I have to tell you that if you are really starting a garden, or you are you have a full out garden, this is a great place to go, because it has exactly what you need, and shows everything from edible gardens, ornamental gardens, special gardens, gardening, you know, how to do it step by step, for houseplants, for example, if you have general houseplant care, or you have specific houseplant needs, there you go. There's a whole section on lawn care, for general lawn care, lawn substitutes, which I think is great. A lot of people have artificial lawns now that, particularly in the Southwest where I'm from, where the lawn looks exactly like a lawn. It feels exactly like a lawn, and yet it is a synthetic lawn, and it generally can be recycled. And it's pretty amazing, especially in places like Tucson where I grow, you know, a garden. You know, lawns are absolutely, you know, they are tough to grow, because, first of all, you have the scrutiny of your neighbors from using so much water. And generally, they don't look very, very pretty, because, they're, you know, it's pretty hot there. So it's really pretty to see these lawns. You can have these little oases in your backyard, with just a little spot of yard for the kids to run around on and play. And at the same time, it doesn't have to be watered. It doesn't have to be fertilized. It doesn't have to be anything. It's just really nice. And then they have a section on specific lawn grasses, which is really spectacular, because, you know, think about all the different grasses. We were at Half Moon Bay yesterday, and it was so beautiful, the way they decorated the areas with all different types of grasses, long, bushy grasses, and grasses that are short, and you know, beautiful, beautiful grasses that not only are things that you walk on, but they're ornamentals, and just absolutely spectacular grass garden. And then there's another section on composting, the basics of composting, the ingredients of compost, composting manures, and vermicomposting, which is my favorite, of course. And then a whole section on gardening help, where you can go in and ask a gardening expert, much like we do on our Arbica Organics website, Ask Dr. Bug Lady. They have an area that says ask gardening questions to our expert. And there's also a section on how to find a local extension office, which I think is a great idea. Everybody should have their local extension office phone number. In particular, you know, if you don't know what type of pest you have, whether we're talking an insect pest or disease pest, boy, oh boy, that's what you use your extension office for. They can help you identify your particular issue, as well as help you with fertility. They know your particular area in terms of soil and things that can grow or cannot grow in your area, including native plants. And so that's a great thing to always have your local extension office number handy. And I love that they also have the USDA planting zone. Everybody needs to have that. Now, with our ability to extend seasons in terms of, you know, with using greenhouses in particular, you know, a lot of things that you couldn't plant in your particular zone, you can plant now, which is kind of fun. And you can also create shade where you weren't be able to do that in the past. And so it makes it more exciting when you're out there in the garden, having a larger array of things to grow. So I just love this website. I recommend it. And I think we're going to get our guest back in just a few minutes when we take our break. But for those of you who are listening, it's called gardeningknowhow.com. The whole word gardeningknowhow.com. So we're going to take a quick little break. We're going to come right back. And when we come back, I think we're going to have my guest, Hannah Rhodes. So for those of you who are listening, don't go away. We're coming back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Welcome back. This is the Easy Organic Gardener and Sherry Herrera de Fry. Say, I have a surprise for you, and what a surprise for me. I got my wires crossed. This is the first time this is one that's ever happened. I thought I had Hannah Rhodes as my guest today, and instead it is the amazing Kathy Shea Mormino, the chicken chick. And so I want to apologize to you, Kathy, for making you wait for the first little piece there of the show. I want to just welcome you on the show. It is so exciting to have you on, and thank you for joining me. So, Kathy, tell us a little bit about how you got started growing chickens and everything that you've been doing. You've got a great website called the-chicken-chick.com. Are you there, Kathy?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You are one beautiful lady, and those chickens on your website are absolutely gorgeous. Oh, I'm
Thank
a big
you.
Bird lover, and I was telling you that, you know, I have said to many people, I wish I could have chickens because we have so many darn coyotes. We can't have a cat even leave the house without, you know, it will never come back. You seem to think we can do this, have chickens, even though you have coyotes and things that predators that might want to attack the chickens. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. The options are limited in terms of allowing them to free range, but there are certainly ways you can predator proof. You said you have over 10 acres of land. There are ways to predator proof your structure, your chicken coop, the chicken run, and still give the birds plenty of room to forage and do their thing and be happy and healthy while keeping them safe. We have coyotes and bobcats and bears and everything here in Connecticut where I live, and my birds free range. You can employ fencing, electric fencing. You can keep them in an enclosure that is, you know, completely surrounded with hardware cloth so that nothing can get in. So it's doable, and it doesn't have to be, you know, on a grand scale. It can be on a smaller scale, but it's possible with predators. I can attest to it.
Well, you certainly are inspiring me to rethink that, because even our children never had a cat, because, you know, they would be so sad. They had turtles and fish and, of course, dogs, indoor and outdoor. But of course, the dogs always had issues with getting snake bites.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about how you got so interested in raising chickens. And I know this is I love this renaissance of backyard chicken farming. It's going on all over the country, and I just love it. Tell us about that.
It is. Chickens are the new dog. I got into chicken keeping quite accidentally. My husband and I built a home in Connecticut when we first got married, and I live in a farm town, and one of my neighbors keeps chickens and horses on 2 acres of land, and she asked me to collect eggs for her while she was away on vacation one summer, probably 9 years ago now, and I was fascinated. I didn't grow up with animals. I didn't grow up in a farm town. I had no experience with any sort of livestock or animals, so I thought it was an adventure every day. She said, you know, go pick them up once a day, and I would be walking down the road collecting them 2, 3, 4 times a day because it was fun to visit with the chickens. I thought they were fascinating. So, when she came back from vacation, we talked about how I thought it was fun, and she encouraged me to get them. And I probably spent the next just over a year thinking about it and researching it and participating in online forums to learn more about it, and took the better part of the year to talk my husband into it. And we finally, you know, decided to take the plunge, and we got a dozen chickens, and they started producing eggs within a number of months. And I wanted some custom egg carton labels to put on my egg cartons for gifts that I would give my family whenever I would give, you know, eggs away. I wanted a personal touch, but I didn't just want a label that said, hey, these are organic fresh eggs. I wanted a label that had a picture of my kids interacting with my chickens, or a picture of the chickens that laid the eggs, so that people could see how beautiful they were in addition to how beautiful their eggs were. But no one was doing that. No one was making that product, custom egg carton labels. So I just made my own, and then I had some spare labels, and I said, well, let me see if I can unload these, and I offered them for sale online on a a forum, and that's how my little business got started. I started off as an egg carton label business, and just teeny tiny, unintentionally. I wasn't planning to have a business, but it took off, and so here I am, a stay-at-home mom with this little egg carton labels business, and at some point, the demands became such that I needed to make a website for the labels themselves instead of just doing it sort of on eBay that sort of thing. And in order to market my website, I started a Facebook page and a blog and a Twitter account and all those things that businesses do nowadays to get the word out about their products. And sharing pictures of my birds on Facebook and talking about my egg carton labels and, you know, the eggs. I began blogging about topics that I felt needed sort of cohesive coverage that you could read about in bits and pieces in books or online or talk about in forums, but that there was no real centralized location where that information existed. One of the topics I blogged about first was bumblefoot, which is a foot pad infection of chickens. And like I said, you could find bits and pieces of the information all over the place, but there was never any one place where there was great information that talked about what it is, how they get it, how to prevent it, how to treat it, what the treatment options are, what it looks like. And so that became
I'm looking at a picture for right now. It looks kind of icky.
It's charming, isn't it? Right, but
charming.
People need to know. They need to know even what the icky stuff looks like so that they can recognize it in their own flocks and treat it appropriately. Most of us aren't running around looking at chicken feet, the bottom of chicken feet, certainly. But it's important to let people know that they need to make a point of picking up their chickens and looking at their feet, because this is a condition that can be extremely painful, and chickens don't give away the fact that they're in pain very, very lightly. You know, that's a self-preservation thing. They want to hide that fact from predators because it makes them vulnerable. So they don't show pain. So by the time your chicken is limping or appears to be in pain, they're pretty far into the infection. So it's important to catch it early. So, you know, that became sort of the formula for my blog, with bringing all of the information that I thought was necessary on any given chicken-keeping topic to
Kathy,
one article.
I'm going to have to interrupt you, and we're going to come right back and hear more about your blog. We're going to take a quick break. For those of you who are listening, don't go away. We're coming right back.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic organic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. And with me is the amazing Kathy Shea Mormino, also known as the Chicken Chick. And she is an expert on raising chickens and a true testament to what it is to grow your own food and to partner up with an animal that is often been very misunderstood. Welcome back, Kathy.
Thank you.
I apologize for having to cut you off there. We have these breaks that come about every 15 minutes. And
no, sorry, I got kind of blabby.
Oh, my Lord. You know what? Your website is just spectacular. You have put in so much work into this. There is anything that someone would want to know about raising chickens is right there. You have a chicken resources directory that just goes on and on and on. And I just saw Fly Strike, which is just icky, really icky.
Yes, there are a lot of nasty things that can befall our chickens. But if we just pay attention and spend time with them and tune into what's going on, you can avoid a lot of the really icky stuff. So,
yeah. I mean, I have, you know, one of the things we do at Arbico is we rear a little tiny insect called a fly parasite that's used for biological fly control. And I've had occasion to go to extremely large factory farm where chickens are all one color. There are five of them in a very small little cage. It's about maybe, I want to say, 2 feet by 2 feet. They have their beaks clipped, and those are the eggs that a lot of, almost all of the eggs, at least maybe up until about 10 years ago, that everybody was eating. People had forgotten to have gardens, grow their own food, and along with that, they also didn't have the animals that came along with it, especially the chickens. And most people don't even realize how long a chicken can live. I'm under the impression it's up to like 18 years. Is that correct?
But it's possible for a chicken to live that long, you know, 15, 20 years. It's not ordinarily the case, but under ideal conditions, you know, they certainly can. You know, we're getting hatchery birds now, and they are more prone to reproductive disorders and cancers just because, you know, the breeding isn't as careful as you might like for it to be. In heritage breeds, for instance, or, you know, stock that comes from, you know, a quality, careful breeding program. So it is possible for birds to live that long, but most of them tend not to.
So, you know, what my point there, though, was that we would go into these huge facilities because they had horrible fly problems, and they'd use our little insects for biological fly control. And those chickens don't last very long, not even a year, generally.
Well, they're not intended to. The commercial industry doesn't keep their birds for more than one or two seasons because egg production naturally declines after the first laying season. So
right.
It's out with the old and in with the new, if you consider 2 years old, which we don't in our backyards.
Oh,
it's a shame.
Tell us about this renaissance of people that are just falling in love with chickens. And I have so many friends now that they're telling me all about their chickens and their different colored eggs. And, you know, I mean, it's phenomenal. Tell us about that.
Well, I think there are several factors at play in terms of people getting into backyard chicken keeping, the reasons that they're doing it. You know, many people want to tap into a local source of fresh food that they're making for themselves. It can be in terms of meat, but also in terms of eggs. People are looking to be more sustainable. They want to be, you know, closely connected to their food source and to know that it's going to be able to perpetuate. They're going to be able to perpetuate itself without relying on anything else, anyone else. So, but there's also, in I happen to think in my demographic, my fans, my readers, my followers, my peeps tell me that, you know, keeping chickens as pets is really the primary reason for, you know, why they have them. Originally and I did the same thing. Originally we get our chickens because we think we want, you know, a dozen or two eggs a week. And then it turns into, well, I love the speckled Sussex because she's really fancy looking, and I think I need a blue egg layer, so let's get an Americana. And then, oh, well, the Polish top hats are adorable, so you start getting the different breeds for, you know, their diversity in visual terms for a flock, and then you're interested in the different color eggs. Well, the black Pomeranians will give you the dark chocolate eggs, and but people have come to identify with their birds as pets when generations prior to ours did not do that. They were more like factory farms in the sense that if a bird were to get sick or a bird stopped being, maximally productive, or the rooster was mean, they would just call them and have them for Sunday dinner. So our grandparents' chickens are not the chickens of backyards today. Our chickens they have names by and large. We identify with their personalities. We talk to them. We spoil them. We build them. We build them things to keep them entertained. We bake for them. You know, it has become much like the dog industry. You know, there's very little that people won't do to ensure that their chickens are happy. But one of the problems that we face is that there's a lack of qualified poultry veterinarians in this country to care for them. So, you know, one of the things that makes my website a draw to people is that they have to care for the health of their own birds themselves, and they need to know how. So, you know, those are the things that I blog about. So while I started as an egg carton labels business, I evolved into the chicken chick somehow just by virtue of talking about information that, you know, we all need to have because we need to care for our own birds when they're sick and to keep them well so they don't get sick. So
I'm just amazed at all the different kinds of chickens. You know, my father is he's a bird lover, and he has a little bird in his house, and he has graduated now to where he feeds, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of pigeons. And anyway, what people don't realize is that birds are very, very smart. They're extremely smart. And chickens in particular, I mean, they become part of the family. And people think about, you know, when you think of chickens, two sort of varieties come to mind, the plain white chicken and then whatever looks like the rooster, the multicolored rooster. When you go to your website, though, you have chickens that are just amazing. I've never seen the likes of some of them. And so do you breed as well or do you just have your own variety of chickens at your house and you buy the chicks from some other place?
I'm not a breeder, but I hatch my own eggs, or I'll have my hens hatch them for me. I don't sit on the McDonald's dive incubator. I love hatching eggs and having chicks of various breeds in my backyard. I enjoy the diversity of it. And I have fans and friends all over the country who are breeders who love, you know, to share their eggs with me. So I've gotten most of my sort of fancy breeds from quality breeders who, you know, who have the time to invest
in
it.
You know how to do it, right? We're going to take a quick little break, and when we come back, we're going to talk some more about raising chickens and how easy it is for you to do. So don't go away. We're going to learn all about this when we come back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, and in a word, the answer is protection. protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. Listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. This is Sherry Herrera-Day-Fry, and with me is the elegant Kathy Shea Mormino, also known as the Chicken Chick, and she has just done something amazing, introduced her family and her lifestyle to having chickens, and she has just a spectacular website, the-chicken-chick.com, and there is everything you would want to know about how to raise your own chickens, and the pictures are spectacular. The articles are so well written. Kathy, I'm just blown away by all this amazing work that you've done, and I just have a big smile on my face, and I'm beaming for you, and so happy that you're doing this not only for yourself, but for so many other people who want to get involved in having a different kind of pet and growing their own food. And so tell us how do we get started, so that for those of us who, like myself, I'm not doing it. I want to get started here. What does the average person need to do to get going?
Well, my best advice to people interested in getting started with backyard chickens is to do your homework first. Research the zoning codes in your jurisdiction to make sure that it's permitted, number one, and number two, what any restrictions are maybe surrounding it. Chickens are not allowed everywhere. They are allowed in major cities such as New York City and Los Angeles, but you need to know exactly how many you can keep and what the restrictions are around that. But beyond the legal aspects, I have to mention that because I am a lawyer by trade.
My goodness, you're a lawyer too?
I am. I'm not practicing currently, but my background certainly helps in terms of my research, my research background with, looking into various chicken keeping topics and writing. But so I strongly suggest that if you are interested in taking the plunge, that you do some reading. Get a great book and learn about the basics. A lot of people, it's not okay to go to a feed store in the springtime and pick up a few chicks and then figure you'll put up a coop later. You really want to know what you're getting into and, you know, whether the breeds that you're selecting are good for your area, whether, you know, how many chickens you can accommodate, what size coop you're going to need, you know, all of these issues should be hashed out before you acquire the birds, ideally. So, and of course, you should visit my website because I have everything you need to know right there.
I was going to say, it's right there. Oh, my gosh. So as you said, you've got to make sure that you can have them in your backyard. And what do most people start off with? You know, is it two or do they, you know, do you have to have a male and a female? Or how tell us how that works.
No, it's not at all necessary to have a rooster in your flock in order to, for your hens to lay eggs. I don't know that there's an average or usually how many birds people usually get. You know, my original thinking was we'd start with six, and then I just couldn't decide which breeds I could exclude from my list of the ones that I had to have. So we ended up getting a dozen. And there's a phenomenon known as chicken math that you might as well just resign yourself to up front. Regardless of how many you think you're going to have in the beginning, there will always be more. That is an inevitability. So I forgot what the question was.
So, you know, just and I think you answered very well, but what I had said was, you know, how do you get started? And is there any number, you know, that's, you know, too few or too many? Do you have to have, you know, male and female? And what you're saying is, for most people, it sounds like they start off with a number in mind, and they become so excited about the broad spectrum of chickens that are out there. I mean, they are so beautiful. Some of I'm just blown away by how gorgeous they are. And then of course you have all the different colored eggs. We do buy eggs from a neighbor of ours that was I think they're probably about, I don't know, a few miles away. And it just makes me so happy when I open up my carton and there is, you know, they're peach colored, they're pink ones, they're blue ones, they're all different sizes. The shakes aren't the same, you know, any speckled ones. It's so fun to have those eggs. And then the flavor, that's the other thing that I just love. There's nothing like the flavor of those eggs. You know, you can really tell the difference when you go to a regular old restaurant. It's not, you know, touting organic food and that type of thing. And what a difference it makes. So I'm getting really excited about this. I think I'm going to have to get myself moving here. One of the things we're talking about is offering to Arbico Organics chicken coops so that people can, you know, pretty much, you know, we sell them all this stuff and then they put the thing together. Is that what you recommend, or is there like a do-it-yourself kind of way that, you know, people go to the hardware store and they, you know, you buy this many pieces of wood and that type of thing? What's your recommendation?
You know, it really depends. I mean, the options are limitless. The style of coop and the size of coop and the size of the run are, you know, really limited to your imagination. And I run chicken coop contests all the time because I have I have an uncontrolled obsession with other people seeing other people's coops and the outside and the inside and how they're set up and how the, you know, how chickens live on the other side of the fence. But we purchased our first coop. We had it delivered from Amish country and it was fine until, you know, we outgrew it. And so we just built, my husband had never built a chicken coop before. It really depends on your level of, you know, comfort with building things. But my husband had never built a structure before, and he built me a gorgeous cedar 8x8 chicken coop. And now, of course, they're both occupied. But there are limitless ways to acquire a chicken coop. You can build them, you can buy them, but there are certain basic features that are important. And ease of cleaning is probably, you know, number one, that it's large enough for the number of birds that you originally intended to get, and always get one that's bigger than you think you're going to need. But the second most important feature, I would say, of a chicken coop is that it'd be easy to clean. And there are things that you can do to make your life easier and make your chicken's environment healthier for them, such as installing droppings boards. And that's just essentially a shelf underneath the roost where they sleep at night, because chickens, unlike most animals, continue to emit waste at night, and the droppings board catches all of it. And all you have to do is scrape the shelf down first thing in the morning, and your coop is clean, because they leave the coop in the morning. They go out, they range, or they spend time in the run. So that solves a lot of problems to keep, you know, a chicken coop clean at the droppings board. So there are lots of ways to go about it, but, you know, Jerry, I think you need to do it. I mean, every gardener needs to keep chickens, if for no other reason than for the droppings. It is the best fertilizer there is for a garden.
And I am shaking my head. Yes, I give that a big yes. And not only that, they're great biological control. You know, they're out there pecking away, and, you know, they eat insects. You know, so there are so many benefits, not to mention that it just makes you feel full of love to see them.
They do. They definitely, they have a calming effect on the mind and the spirit, I think. And we never used our backyard before. We kept chickens. There were too many mosquitoes and ticks, and our property is but wetlands. And they just take care of all the insects. I mean, you don't get out there, you don't go out in the backyard and get eaten alive by mosquitoes anymore. The birds take care of all of that. So, and people ask me, how's your backyard so green and lush? Well, my chickens are fertilizing it, and they're aerating it all day, every day. That's their job. and they're eating the grubs and the yucky things that my neighbor is putting pesticide on his lawn to kill, you know. So they're just really they're a green animal. They really are. They do it all. And what other pet can you have that makes food for you?
There you go, right there. Well, Kathy, I'm just so grateful that we did connect today, and I'd love to ask you to come back again and tell us all about, you know, what's going on. And the show has come to an end, so thank you so much. And for those of you who are listening, thank you as always. I send you a big East Organic Gardening hug. This is Sherry Herrera Desai.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.